Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off the disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California. Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little sea here after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever, etc. you receive us this Faithless Friday edition. We appreciate the, what's a funny verb? Filleting fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome, Crab Divers.
Welcome, Crab Divers. It's kind of hot as fuck in here, isn't it? It's a little hot as fuck today in SoCal.
By the way, it's Faithless Friday.
Faithless Friday. It's supposed to be 90 tomorrow.
And, you know, I think about this lately. Every Faithless Friday we have could very well be the last, right? I mean, times are fucked up right now. Are they not?
Do you mean we will all be forced to be faithful, or that the world will just cease to end and there won't be any more Fridays in general?
We're going
to
be particle dust, baby.
You
it's hard to do.
You little son of a bitch. Sorry. Socialist cocksucker.
I love this game. Is it Alec Baldwin, Mel Gibson, or Maine Governor Paula Page?
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalist.
Or is it Alex Jones?
No more pussyfooting around.
I know who that is.
Please clap.
Fuck you.
And then the one we do like.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
Lily Tomlin.
That's who I am. I'm Lily Tomlin. Minus, you know, the career.
The vagina.
Yeah. And the boobs.
The lesbianism. Well, you are a lesbian.
She's not a lesbian, is she? Is Lily Tomlin gay? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think so.
No. Good for you, Lily.
I think there's anything wrong with that.
Absolutely not. I just didn't know. Why the fuck should I know? It's none of my fucking business.
She's very talented. I don't care if she's...
I care not.
Lots going on in the world today. It is Faithless Friday, everybody, where we let our secularism fall out a little bit more. And we talk about some of the, there's a lot of it going on. These horrible preachers and these horrible Republican alleged Christians trying to ram that shit into our holes.
It's disgusting.
But first, we can get to the headlines here and see what's going on. I'm sure Trump, you know, said or did or tweeted or fucked something.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, April 21st, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
They've been wearing this political correctness kind of like a suicide vest.
What is that fucking moron even talking about?
Is she fucked up? Like, is there something wrong with her where she says weird shit?
I think she's batshit, but I think, remember, she was almost civilized during the election.
Oh, yeah.
When she was the running mate of John McCain.
Compared to
right.
What the shit
She went off the rails.
We just experienced, yes.
She went off the rails after that when she found out that everybody thought she was crazy except for a really horrible rabid base that therefore she decided to only pander to. So maybe she just, either she's emphasizing her shittiest, horriblest, white trashiest, dumbest qualities.
Oh, yeah.
Or she's actually that. And she's capitalizing on them.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she's just a stupid lunatic.
Yeah, there's that.
Sometimes I wonder if we think too deeply about these right-wing nut job tools.
I think, yeah, like Alex Jones we're finding out, right? Yeah. I don't think he's playing a game. I don't think he's really playing a character.
I think not. I think when he goes to Starbucks and he orders a latte and he goes to the fucking place where you might put half and half or sugar in your drink, I think that decision and most things like that are probably Hamlet. In his head.
Oh, yeah.
It's Greek theater. I mean, that... I don't know how you... I don't know how you pretend to...
I don't know if I should have a unicorn frappuccino today or not.
He ain't having that. There's no way. There's no fucking way he's gonna have that.
Foofy. Foofy drink. Kind of a man's drink with balls on it.
Oh, yes. Perfect. Give me a big one.
Quintuple shot. Pure.
I want to order one.
One of those... Maybe the barista will hate you.
Yeah.
And spit in it. Put something extra in it.
No. They hate you anyway.
You know, there's semen in it.
No, yes. That's an upcharge. They hate you anyway. I worked at Starbucks. And the thing is, when that store is empty and you're just sitting there, you make the same amount of money as when it's full. And I guarantee you, there's nothing better when you're working at Starbucks than having no one walk through the fucking door.
Well,
that's
many,
the truth.
Many in the public are fuckheads. And assholes.
Oh, yes.
And think that their little Napoleon moment of the day, because their boss has been shitting on them all day, or they're getting shit wherever, is that they can go in and denigrate and treat some, what they think, lesser human with disdain and with imperiousness and fuckwatitude.
Imperiousness and fuckwatitude shall not be tolerated on the Crab Diving Podcast.
Which is exactly why anyone in any kind of service industry should more than make enough for a living, wage and to raise a family and shit, because they're horrific, soul-sucking jobs to deal with a lot of the cunt waddles out in public.
You know what the markup is on coffee? A shit ton. You're telling me you can't squeeze out a few more dollars per hour for your baristas? Please.
Right. Well, and just to put up with the asshole public.
Make the drink cost more.
And not all the public is assholes, but it really don't take much to knock your day.
At Starbucks, it takes one person. Because if your store is full, right, and then one guy is a dick about his fucking latte, that fucks up the whole system. And Starbucks is one of these corporations where whoever comes through the door is right 100% of the time.
Ugh.
Just get ready to sucky sucky. Just order a straight coffee, by the way. Just normal fucking coffee. I don't know why I said straight coffee. I don't know what that means. God.
Without semen. The semen-free lattes.
Hey, there's no load in my latte. What happened? Come on, guys.
To sue, I say to you, go to hell. Or let's go to court. Now, either one. You either go to hell or let's go to court. But I've got something here. I'm on to something. I've got Starbucks by the keisters. And over 50 million people have heard my voice and have seen me or heard my writings and statements regarding Starbucks and semen in their lattes. So,
oh, my God.
This is him. This is like his third or fourth where he's like, come on and sue me.
What's his name?
Semen in their lattes.
Oh, my God.
Pastor James David Manning, a spectacular cartoon character.
Jizz in my cup Manning.
He's more famous for the Outlaw Church.
In Harlem, right?
In Harlem, in New York, and the horrible anti-gay things that he puts out on the marquee out in front of the church.
He's a fucking idiot, man.
Semen in their lattes.
Being Starbucks. and semen in their lattes. So.
What the fuck? We talked about this story many times on the Crab Diving Podcast, available on Stitcher and iTunes.
I never get enough of Pastor Manning.
This is the craziest story.
Or the whole semen and the lattes thing? Yeah, I don't even know.
That just bring it up. That even introduces the idea that there's a there's an army of jacker-offers in the back.
I don't know.
I don't know how the logistics would work, Reverend Manning.
I don't remember exactly how. I don't remember exactly.
Can we get an interview with him? I want to hear what he thinks about this unicorn frappuccino. I'm sure he doesn't like it. I'm sure he thinks it's gay.
Oh, sure. It's a rainbow unicorn thing.
Right.
Mixed with semen.
Sure.
He says he's in the past compared Obama to Hitler.
Sure. Why not? I mean, that is it that crazy? Our president, you know, suggested Obama founded ISIS. Didn't suggest it. He said he did.
Starbucks is a place where these types frequent, and a lot of body fluids are exchanged there. But the thing that I was not aware of is that there has been information that has been released. What Starbucks is doing is they were taking specimens of male semen, and they were putting it in the blends of their lattes.
All right.
Now, this is the absolute truth, he says.
Where did the cum come from? I mean, where did these specimens come from? Out of the air? They order them off Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Order a load of DNA to go in your latte.
How do you go from thinking sodomites are hooking up somewhere in Starbucks? Where do you hook up in Starbucks? In the bathroom?
I don't fucking know.
And they're usually a one-person bathroom.
Well,
so if two people wander in there at the same time, shenanigans are probably afoot.
Meet me at the condiment bar. Maybe it's by the half and half station.
So he thinks fluids were flying besides coffee.
At Starbucks.
And that. And that somehow they were.
What goes on at Coffee Bean?
Lattes.
You don't want to know.
That's where the lesbians hang out. Vaginal juice is flowing. the headline over the commie pinko liberal. Huffington the Post.
Hey.
Photograph. Oh, Bernie Sanders, the senator.
Bernie. Remember Bernie? He was going to be our president. Instead, we got Schittler.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Yeah. He's not the most popular person, though, these days in the Democratic Party, because...
Yes.
He's not a Democrat, but he's kind of a Democrat. He wants to take over the... He wants to do to the Democrats... What Schittler did to the Republicans, take over from in our case, the left.
Right. I mean, correct.
Kick out the, you know, get rid of all the
moderates.
The Blue Dog Democrats and the moderates and go with this populist socialist Democrat, democratic socialist. Is that what he is? Democratic socialist. Thing that he wants to do that I would like to do.
I was going
to
say, honestly, doesn't that sound fucking awesome?
I read an article yesterday written by a guy who has dual citizenship, grew up, lives in Wisconsin, from Wisconsin. He and his wife have some jobs now where they work half of the year or primarily and sometimes some years in Sweden.
No. Oh, shit.
Yes. Sweden.
God, what kind of fucking plane ride is that from?
Sweden, Denmark, Switzerland.
Wisconsin.
Sweden or Denmark. One of those two.
Okay.
But he was essentially saying, first of all, he was laying some truth about the taxes over there. That when the conservaloons, when you say, hey, you know, the people in Denmark and Sweden and Switzerland and Netherlands, and they're all happy as fuck these days because... They're paying more taxes, maybe, but their government does a hell of a lot.
They
more.
Get something.
But then, you know, it's, again, the government, it's a democratic government. So it's the people saying, we're going to take back from corporations and rich people and help our general society.
Do they have people, like, that try to roll back regulations? Environmental
Well, they have conservatives there, too, yeah.
Yeah, and they're into that as well? I mean, because was that always traditionally a thing of the GOP? Did they always want to...
No, it's oil.
It's oil.
Yeah, oil.
Oil did it. God damn it, guys. Sucks.
Teddy Roosevelt was a conservationist. Didn't he start the national park system?
Oh, yeah. Put people to work.
Teddy. Teddy put people to work, too, but Franklin put a lot more people to work.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, Bernie Sanders... has been getting some shade because he wouldn't like fully endorse Ossoff in Georgia because Ossoff isn't a Bernie Democrat. He's kind of a middle of the roader compromise. He's in Tom Price's district.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they feel that he has to, I guess he feels he has to moderate his views a little bit, not be that lefty. But Bernie did really well in a lot of blood red areas because of that populist message he had. So I think it's a mistake.
Bernie's getting shit for not endorsing Ossoff.
Right. If he wants the Democrats to win, he should be, a lot of Democrats feel that he should be warmly embracing every single Democrat that's running.
Fuck that. You know, if I was Bernie, I would think, God, I've been in government forever. I've been building who I am, my image, what I believe in, what I fight for fucking ever. Who the fuck is this Ossoff guy, and where the fuck did he come from, and why should I conform to him?
I mean, or have to throw in just because he's got a D behind his name. That's the problem on the right that we always shit upon, is that they blindly throw in behind somebody because they've got an R behind their name. So now, I mean, if Bernie's sticking to his guns and saying, I'm only going to outwardly endorse and campaign for, stump for real ultra progressive Bernie types because that's what he feels that they need, then fuck you guys, the rest of you Democrats.
They should be bending to him, the guy that
with him. Right.
He set the DNC's platform.
Right.
He set the DNC's platform and then cooperated when they ran somebody else. He supported her. And yeah, he fought her in the fucking
and put
primary.
Pressure.
What the fuck?
Put pressure on her to make her platform more liberal.
And it's hard for me to believe that Bernie's... wouldn't Bernie have more support? And a Democrat like Bernie have more support in Georgia than somebody like, I don't know, like Hillary that's more moderate? They just assume, God damn, if you're a lib in the middle of Georgia, you must be an extreme lib because you're surrounded by loons. You're surrounded by loons, and that's got to shape how you, I don't know, think of shit. Whatever.
And I think they just need to stick on, it's the economy, stupid. It's money. We've said this a million times. I don't think we would have cross-shaped dents in our assholes right now from the assaults of the religious right if it hadn't been for the shitty economy.
You have turned my starfish into a cross.
Because those the evil Republicans mostly have used the Jesus shit as a bludgeon, as a shiny object to get the idiots riled up as they turn them upside down and shake out every shekel from their pockets.
Yeah. And dude, like, can't we have what the GOP had? They had a fake bullshit guy come through, a populist, but they all rallied behind him for a while, and it energized the stupid fucking bigoted racist in their party. But why can't we have a guy that energizes our party for the right reasons? It's frustrating.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not mobilized by horrible views. We're not mobilized by let's kick people out of our country. We're not mobilized by let's keep a certain segment of our population from enjoying the same civil rights that we do. We're just the opposite.
Right. And we're not mobilized by Chuck Schumer. Sorry. We're not mobilized by fucking moderates.
Right.
You're a dinosaur, motherfucker. Let's get real.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening to Tom Perez yesterday, the head of the DNC. And it should have been Keith Ellison. It just should have been fucking Keith Ellison. It's that simple.
A person of color. Listen, we are faced, our country is faced with being ruled by a bunch of racists. I mean, really, I really think it's our responsibility as Democrats to put up women, to put up people of color and minorities, because we need their influence in fucking government.
We got to get rid of two-party.
Yeah.
We got to somehow figure out a way to have multiple parties because it just forced moderate Republicans where they exist into bed with people who listen to Alex Jones non-ironically.
Right. Like,
with alt writers who have fucking frogs as their avatars, white nationalist fucks. little pencil dicks on social media who are so brave. They're out there using the N-word because I'm not PC.
You know, it's a little frustrating because I think people that are liberal and progressive are generally open to new ideas and listening to people. But that is not the way to treat the GOP. I'm sorry. That is not that party. That party is full of racists, sexists, and homophobes. You know, you can't fucking reason with people that don't see people as fucking people. You just got to wait for those assholes to fucking die.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen and others. At Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Tweet us anytime. Also follow us on Facebook and join in there, facebook.com/crabdiving.
For sure.
At Celeste Peters ring in. She said, Bernie supporting a New England Dem, or is that Nebraska? That's Nebraska, who is pro-life, who's pro-life. Bernie is. So she said, so good night. So there, I mean, he's not, Bernie's not a hardliner either, you know? And if if the one issue that this guy has in Nebraska, if he's a populist, if he's a socialist Democrat type, and he's into all this other stuff,
right?
I'm willing to maybe put up with pro-life, sort of. But he's not. He's not. I don't think he's. He wants to overturn Roe.
Right. God.
I think he's one of these who says he's. He's. Well, so is Tom Kaine. Tom Kaine's pro-life,
Kaine? Tom Kaine wrote Batman. Bob Kaine wrote Batman. Tom Kaine was Hillary's beep.
Okay, yeah. That he was. He was.
I don't know.
I think he's pro-life too, but he doesn't vote that way.
Right.
Personally pro-life, but he also realizes that ultimately it's a philosophical / religious decision.
Yes.
And not one for the government to impose on women.
God. I agree with that. That makes fucking sense. Wow. What a shitty beep candidate he was, though, by the way. God, what a Tim Kaine.
God. There you go. The fact that we don't know who the fuck, what the fuck his name was.
Yeah.
And that was a bad choice.
Absolutely.
That was a bad choice because policy-wise and leadership-wise, I had no hesitation kind of voting for Hillary. I knew she would do no harm, at least. She might not do as much good as we want, but neither did Obama. And Obama did some shitty fucking things, too.
He
like
did.
Droning people.
Right. And trying to work with those mutants across the aisle.
And the NSA.
For a little bit. Yeah, that sucks.
Sticking itself in our holes.
But like
pushing the Christians out of the way and trying to get in our holes.
But now, I don't know what this shit stain of a fucking country we're in now. I don't know what is going on. Nobody does. We're in a big fucking, this is a mess, right?
So, I think this article is critical of Bernie here at the HuffPo. It says Bernie's blind spot. And I think this is what, Celeste is talking about and the pro-life and
Bernie is trying to move one of the two political parties in this fucking country that has been in power forever to the left. He's going to have some blind spots.
It says, Bernie, the headline, it's by Catherine Pearson, says, reminder to progressives, abortion is an economic issue. You can't fight for economic justice without also fighting for reproductive rights. Well, I haven't read this, but we've talked about it before. A Trump, a Mercer.
Oh, yeah.
A Koch.
They can have whatever they want.
A Soros or any rich person is going to have access to safe abortions.
Yes.
No matter what.
Aren't we getting in
some capacity? Because money fucking talks.
I think we're getting into the part where we have some liberals that I don't know if they hit their head. Maybe they sniff too much glue in kindergarten, but they think they can be fiscally conservative and, you know, on socialist issues, be liberal. They think that world exists. Like, you know, you can believe in not raising the minimum wage, but still, you know, want the government to do shit for poor people. That's a weird, like, I don't know what that is.
And unwanted pregnancies, who can handle having a baby they didn't expect better?
There's a reason somebody gets an abortion.
Right?
There's a reason somebody gets an abortion. And to me, the fucking arrogance to think that whatever religious reasons you have against it trumps their fucking personal reason to not have a child. That's bananas.
And we're just talking about the base too, because I think there's very few of these guys, very few of these hardliner pro-life Republicans,
right,
who have anything in their mind for the tiny little life in the womb. They just want to keep the bitches down.
Oh yeah,
seriously.
They you're right. They
want the Handmaid's Tale. They don't. The whole reason we got Trump, angry white guy butthurt, and part of that too is that they're angry because there's vaginas in power around them, and they don't like that at all.
At first, they had it. There was a black guy for 8 years.
Oh, good God!
Now we're gonna have a vagina in
charge.
That's
why Michelle Obama has to run.
Oh, please, please run
in 2020. You know, if Michelle Obama runs in 2020, that's it. That she's handed to her. Give it to her now.
Can Obama be vice president?
No.
Why the fuck would he want to do that? Why? Is that illegal?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd have to check the amendment. But if it says Elizabeth... anything like that, but he might could be vice president, but then he would not be able to be president if something happened to the president. You know what I mean? Because he's already done been there. I don't know if that might also preclude him from being vice president. I don't know. I'd have to check.
I would love Michelle Obama to be president. That would be badass.
Oh, geez. In a second. In a heartbeat.
And you know what? This is what I want her first campaign promise to be. Not one,
fuck you.
Not
is
one
what
day
I
in
want
the
her
office.
First words to be.
Absolutely. I don't care how fucking cold it is outside. You can shove your sleeves up your ass. I'm never wearing them. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck you.
And she should go big 70s fro.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
How cool would that be?
Man.
Holy crap, that would be awesome.
Yeah. But don't you feel like Bernie's got some insurmountable task? Can you imagine? Like trying to change the direction of a party?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think people should cut him a break a little bit?
Well,
he's going to step on some toes within the party. What are you going to do? Not change, not evolve?
Says Bernie Sanders traveled to Nebraska this week to throw his support behind Obama Democratic mayoral candidate Heath Mello.
Oh.
Mello.
I love it.
Who's running against the incumbent Republican mayor Gene Stothert.
So his name's Mr. Mello?
Mr. Mello.
And he'd be Mayor Mello?
Mayor Mello. Bernie said that a Mello win would give hope to other, quote, progressive Democrats in conservative states. But according to this person here at WAPO, Catherine Pearson, she says Mello's progressive credentials are questionable at best. As a state senator, he co-sponsored a bill requiring, I guess I don't like this guy either now, requiring that abortion providers tell women that they have an ultrasound first.
Who the fuck is Bernie endorsing?
And mandating that providers who use ultrasound display the image in a way women can see if they choose. He called it a positive step to reducing the number of abortions in Nebraska. Okay, so this guy, I'm starting to agree with this person maybe. Maybe Bernie done lost his mind on this guy.
Maybe he got his glasses fucked up.
Well, it's the economy, stupid. Like we've said, it's the economy, stupid. Here, Bernie is saying, as a populist, Sanders built a political career protesting economic inequality. Campaigning for Mello, he's demonstrated a willingness to separate economic justice from reproductive justice.
How do you do that?
Well, that's it. She goes on to set a pretty good case here for.
I mean, I guess you can appreciate a little bit. He's in fucking Nebraska, so the guy's probably picking his battles, Bernie. Like, who can I endorse as a chance to win? That's a guess, Dem.
Yeah. But then wouldn't he endorse Ossoff?
Arguably
a battle that might be a little more important than the mayor of Omaha, Nebraska.
Right. And by the way, shout out to Celeste. I didn't know if you asked me to, what's the abbreviation for Nebraska? I don't know that I would have got N-E. I don't know that I would have said that. Why is it N-E? There's not one fucking E in that.
Nebraska, N-E-B-R-A-S-K-A.
Oh, God, I'm an idiot. Yeah, the second letter. I was working my way backwards. I went to school in Georgia.
Raising children in the United States is expensive, it says. Like, more than $230,000 per child from birth to age 17.
Oh,
estimated.
My fucking God.
$250,000.
Is that bare bones?
Not college. Food, transportation, housing, education, without college, health care, and child care. By the way, it says daycare for babies is now more expensive than college tuition in most states.
What are we doing in this fucking country, man?
And then if we say, well, you know, maybe this is where we say, hey, rich cunts, you can pay 2% more taxes, and we could make sure that daycare is free for all.
And wouldn't that make...
Commie!
Yeah, wouldn't that make society a little better?
Wait a minute. Even black kids?
Hey, man.
That's where they draw the line.
That's some bullshit. God. It's racism. It's racism, right? That fucks us up. Nah.
And Bernie's not God, for fuck's sake. I agree with a lot, most of his policies and stuff like that, but, you know, maybe he's...
He's not God.
Fucking up on this one, or maybe he's...
He's not God, but you got it. I mean, he does do a good job of, like, you know, getting people excited, inspiring people, mobilizing, like, young voters to go out and do shit, getting kids involved.
Is it the message?
I think people...
Because he's kind of personable in a grouchy uncle kind of way.
I like watching him speak.
Oh, I do, too.
He's a good speaker. I mean, he's like... He's like an, you know, he's an eccentric old guy. You just fucking like the guy, and he seems really nice.
And I don't feel he's bullshitting.
He seems for real. You're right.
And
that's it.
You can go back and find those pictures of him getting dragged off at a civil rights march in the 60s, getting arrested. So, I mean, he's been walking the walk for 50 years.
Yeah, and I guess maybe, you know, God, the fucking thing in Nebraska, though, making a woman get an ultrasound when she doesn't need
one. Pretty horrible.
Or being, like, to the letter of the law, saying how she's supposed to view the fucking monitor?
Maybe
that
this
is so
maybe,
fucked up.
Maybe this journalist is spot on. Maybe that's his blind spot. Maybe he just doesn't get that it's as much of an economic issue as it is a social issue.
Right.
Access to safe abortions.
Fuck. I mean, you know what? We're talking about how does the Democrats, how do we get more people in office? How do we win the White House? Well, one thing, we could not have Russia fuck with our elections. That would help. I mean, yes, we need to pick the right candidates. But Hillary fucking won.
I didn't know this. Roughly 60% of women who have abortions are already mothers. So they already know.
Yeah, they're not idiots. They know. And even if you don't have a kid, you're not an idiot. I didn't mean it.
And in fact, economic concerns are a major reason why women choose to end pregnancies.
Yeah.
Estimates suggest that between 40 to 75% of women seeking abortions do so for financial reasons.
They're not thrilled to just kill a baby inside of them. GOPers. God.
And this is punishing them for enjoying or having sex. They don't care if they enjoy it.
Right.
Punishing women for having sex without their permission.
Right. And this is where, like, it's a hard argument because you're arguing with somebody who can't see the humanity and the fact that a woman should be able to do whatever the fuck she wants to with her fucking body. You know, I mean, it takes empathy and thinking like that. And I don't know. Did you spill something over there?
Spill a little beer on myself, possibly. It's Friday.
Well, it is Faithless Friday.
I don't have to work, so I get to drink beer early.
What the fuck would Jesus do?
There you go.
Yes.
In the United States, roughly 5% of reproductive age women have an unintended pregnancy each year. And those pregnancies disproportionately occur among low income and poor women. And I'm willing to say that it might be more... there might be more than 5% of unintended pregnancies because women who have money might be able to go to the family doc
and get an abortion
and take the pill. Because most abortions in the first trimester now, you take a pill. It goes away.
So when you hear these GOP guys say, hey, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood and shit like that, it is really horrible because they aren't affecting, they're just affecting poor people.
Oh, yeah. That's a double bonus. Women and poor women. Woohoo! And mostly women of color. Trifecta!
Let me understand the GOP. You don't want women to have any control over their reproductive rights if they're poor. You don't want to raise the minimum wage. You know, you don't want to... You want to drug test people who are on food stamps or some kind of aid. And you're telling me they aren't waging a war on fucking poor people. It's like, that sounds like an assault.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't eat. You know, we're going to be in charge of whether or not you have a baby. And then we don't want to pay you a living wage.
Right.
So.
And we're not going to help you once you have that baby.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to freedom. The fuck?
I forget which. It's a couple of the Scando countries, but it might be Sweden, where every baby that's born,
yes,
receives a special gift box from the government of like a little bassinet kind of a thing to take the baby home and keep the baby in for a little bit of a while, like formula access to child care classes and things like that. Like, they get these little care packages every baby born.
Why don't we do that?
Because we're evil, greedy fucks.
But dude, we hear all the time from the GOP, especially, life is sacred. That baby inside you is sacred.
Once it comes out, fuck it. Especially if it's brown.
God, you fucking hypocrites.
Yeah.
And every life is special. By the way, I read some story about Arkansas. You know, they're trying to fucking fry how many people a day?
Oh, yeah, a lot
God.
Of them.
Or it's poison, whatever they give them. Lethal injection.
We can see what's going on over to the Drudge Report.
We are barbarians. We're barbarians.
Setting our clocks back a few hundred.
I mean, we're not even civilized.
Years. Well, some of us are. It's just that the ones that are in charge right now aren't.
Oh, yes.
The headline over at the Drudge Report says, "Lights out San Fran." Oh, they're trying to make everybody scared. I saw earlier, you know, every day somewhere in this country, some of our shitty, rotting infrastructure goes tits up, moves up, I should say, because most of it was put out by dudes. Something goes out somewhere. Yeah. There's power outages somewhere. It happened to us, a couple weeks ago. Half of our whole block just went.
Isn't our power grid extremely vulnerable to hacking and things of that nature and fucking up?
But let's spend money on a wall.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of fixing our electrical grid and protecting our electrical grid from...
A fucking cost.
Hackers.
Yeah. This would be a cost for spending money on shit based on policies that are fictional. Like, we don't need a wall. There's not a wave of
zero
raping Mexicans coming for your white women.
Well, and the Democrats.
Yes.
One of the things that we got this... shutting down the government bullshit happening again soon, possibly.
Really?
And the Republicans were threatening to put wall money in this resolution. Hundreds of millions of dollars for starting this bullshit wall. And the Democrats are like, okay, if they want to shut the government down over a wall we don't need, we'll be happy to do that.
Oh, shit.
It won't work for the Republicans because even the Republicans, most of the people out there don't want a physical wall. They really, it's only the dumbest of the dumb, hardcore lunatic Trump pansies. They're like, no, we need a physical wall. He promised us I need a 40-foot wall with a Starbucks on it where I can get semen lattes.
Trump won the popular vote among the lunatics, right? He won it among the lunatics. And the lunatics are the ones that want the fucking wall, and there's not that many of them.
And you can't tell them that
you don't need it.
You don't need it in some areas.
You don't need a fucking wall.
Right.
You need to raise the minimum wage, dickhead.
A massive power outage hit San Francisco, shutting down businesses, a BART station, cable cars, traffic lights, it says.
Yes.
It was caused by a fire right away in the media. On social media.
Terrorism.
The lunatic.
Come on.
The lunatics on the right were like, this is a hack. How do we know we ain't being hacked? Because then they pointed to something that went out like a block went out in New York.
Right.
Another block or some building went out in somewhere in buttfuck Idaho.
Oh, yes.
But they're putting these all together and saying, oh, are they related? Meanwhile, any moment of any day you look at the national power grid, you're going to see red spots of shit that broke down is being fixed.
But look at all the news these right-wing nut jobs listen to. It's a cadre of loons that just what's it called? They just look for conspiracy theories. They look for bullshit narratives in the news to say, hey,
confirmation bias. Is that
What is it?
Confirmation bias, where they only accept the news that agrees with their worldview.
Oh yeah,
and everything else is fake news.
It's bullshit.
I like meat. I don't know if we're going to have to check and see what's going on with the Alex Jones trial.
I mean, do we really need Al-Qaeda or ISIS to come for us? I mean, we got a bunch of broke dits in government that won't fix the infrastructure. They're just waiting for our bridges to crumble. The power grid to go out. Why would you launch a terrorist attack against some place like Alabama or Florida, by the way? I mean, they're going to...
Well, that's what's the funny thing is. You know, the people that are... have the biggest cramps in their taints over Al-Qaeda coming for them are in the middle of fucking Nebraska or Tupelo or in Alabama. There's not a Muslim within 1,000 miles of these assholes.
Right. I mean, and Florida's going to be underwater.
Right.
Why are you going to do a terrorist attack there?
Like Steve King, the most horrible, xenophobic, racist, slimeball piece of shit.
Iowa, right?
Out of in Congress, one of the most, and that section of Iowa, I would love to see how many Mexicans live in that section of Iowa. How many? And there may be a lot of farms in that section. I'm willing to bet that there may be some migrant workers working on some of these farms.
Yeah.
How can these people vote for Steve King, who wants to probably kick out the major number of their workers that they're underpaying to pick their stupid corn?
And then what would they do?
Right.
Hire robots? Please.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast.
Why didn't
I like to fight too? I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
No.
This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you that.
Damn.
A few millennia ago. Maybe Kate. This is what people were like.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kate, send an Oscar over to Alex Jones at InfoWars. Jesus Christ.
This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Why do we need to spread liberty with flames? Why do you have to burn things? Can you just...
God, that's spectacular.
Oh, God, he's... just amazing as shit.
Utterly spectacular.
Sounds like a Meisner class, like a fucked up Meisner class.
So Meisner's an acting technique for those of you civilians out there.
Just fucking Google it. Just know that that's funny. That's all.
It's big on repetition.
Yeah.
Basically, it just teaches you to fucking listen, which is what you should be doing. Anyway. So,
is that wind?
It was part of a video.
Oh, okay.
Part of more of the San Francisco outage. So yeah, you know, it was a fire, by the way, a power outage. How do I turn this?
Was it a Liberty fire?
Video off. It was a fire in a PG&E substation. So it was an electrical substation fire knocked out a portion of the downtown area of San Francisco.
The question is, how did ISIS know to do that?
Right. I mean, not that they couldn't. I agree. We need to have massive upgrading in our infrastructure, especially in our power grid.
Shit. You said upgrade. I can't even upgrade my fucking iPhone to the right operating system.
We do not need a wall.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
we don't need to raise the defense budget by whatever ridiculous fucking percentage this asshole is raising the defense budget. We're not depleted.
You know, when we let the dumbest fucking people in this country decide who's in charge, you get a Shitler. You get a wall, baby.
Yeah, I mean, and we're the fucking laughingstock of the world. Now South Korea, I saw some news show in South Korea. They were mocking Trump about what a stupid asshole he is by saying that China owned South Korea at one point.
Well, and then Trump's like, well, that's what they told me.
Well, he's trying to blame Xi.
Yeah.
President Xi.
I read a fucking disturbing column about all this Asia shit. And this guy's saying, here's a scenario that's not out of the fucking question. Say Kim Jong-un launches a test missile. And what if Shitler gets a bug up his ass about it? And he's like, hey, let's shoot that test missile down. And then, you know, it's not like they're going to launch nukes, North Korea. They're just going to shoot some fucking artillery into Seoul. And then what?
Lots of fucking artillery into Seoul, right?
And then we have to do something, right?
Yeah.
Don't we have an agreement with South Korea that we're going to protect them?
We have a lot of troops there that are going to get shot also.
Stop
that are
going to
get artilleried.
Can't we just make him stop? What if he just stopped working today and went to the golf course? We are ninnies for bitching about him golfing. The less he golfs, the more shit goes wrong, I imagine. Why is he golfing so much? He should be working. We don't want him to work.
Did you hear Uday or Kusei, one of the two crotch one?
I love that.
Defended his dad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can have a great business meeting and a really intense one-on-one. You know, there's nothing. There are a lot of great deals can be made one-on-one out on a golf course.
Right.
Okay. So maybe that's what Obama was doing. Oh, no. No, that lazy N-word.
Yeah, that doesn't make
any sense. He wasn't making deals on the golf course. He was just lazy and playing.
God, his kids are disgusting. They're all revolting. Shouldn't you go be shooting a drugged up lion somewhere in the middle of the woods?
Ugh.
What a dick. You imagine that's what they do when they hunt, right? They go to one of these big game bullshit safaris.
I don't know if these guys do, but there are nefarious safari companies in Africa that will literally throw out, you know, some wildebeest with Xanax stuffed in it, and so that the lions will eat that shit and be a little loopy, so that Uday or Kusei or some rich white Bwana fuck can go over there and somehow think he's going to grow extra hair on his balls because he kills a beautiful wild animal.
I mean, I hate flying. It freaks me the fuck out. But I would love, I think it would be fun to go to Africa and go on a safari where you take fucking pictures of the shit that you're seeing.
I'd love to, yeah.
Rather than kill it.
Your cousin.
Yeah. Took some amazing
Talked
pictures.
About a trip she went on not that long ago.
Right.
Fucking amazing. Like living in tents rich people tents.
Yeah, yeah.
But living in tents, like in the middle of the fucking Serengeti or something, and going off and in these jeeps and among the real animals.
Why do you want to shoot something when you go out there? I don't understand that.
And then they say this bullshit about, oh, that elephant that got killed fed a village for 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay, how much did Kusei spend on this trip? A couple hundred G's, maybe?
Yeah.
How much could that village eat for a couple hundred G's? Or how about building a water treatment thing for, or a well,
right?
Or a school for
$100,000
instead of spending that money and saying, here's the carcass?
You're right. That's
fucking
fucked up.
Bullshit.
How is Uday or Kusei spending his tourism dollars in Africa? How does that trickle down to the people that live in the area, other than the fucking operation that he pays to go on the fucking safari? And that money doesn't go to some village in the Congo.
Right.
I mean, really, you should go there as big, ugly, white, capitalist oligarchs. You just shoot shit, and you take, and you go home. That's fucked up.
We talked about frequently we talk about the kind of rapetastic culture. I mean, with Bill O'Reilly.
Oh,
and
God, what a fucking load.
All these other gross.
He's disgusting.
Gross men who just think that, I don't know, because they're rich that women want to fling themselves at them.
Vomit.
And there may be women that do that. I don't think the vast majority do.
By the way, if you're listening to this show and you don't know what this fuck Bill O'Reilly looks like, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. I put a picture of that fuck face up as a promo. Him and Trump watching a baseball game together.
And by the way, there are men who will shamelessly take advantage of rich, wealthy, powerful women also.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
I'm not trying to make it sound like it's only women here. That when I said it's a small number of women that will find guys like that attractive.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because of their rich.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. That makes sense.
Conservative commentator, son of former president Ronald Reagan, Michael Reagan.
Who the?
Not Ron Jr., the profound liberal.
Yes.
Michael. Apparently a disgrace to the Reagan family. But his older brother, Michael.
Yes.
Is a conservative loon.
God.
And I think from shit I've heard this guy, seen that this guy has said or whatever, I think Ron Reagan would even be like, "Ooh, holy cow,
that's got to be a fun Thanksgiving." Interesting, you know.
Took to Facebook and Twitter
today
to defend Bill O'Reilly.
Dee, 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 dee. Fuck you, really?
To defend Dildo O'Reilly.
Man, we listened to the Lawrence O'Donnell interview with some of the women that were harassed, or it's not harassed. I mean, they were assaulted, sexually assaulted, or
harassed. I don't know if he ever actually touched or grabbed any of them. I don't know if I heard that, but nonetheless, I mean, one of them swears that, I mean, she was let go because. Yeah. Once she said, I'm not going to fuck you, he was like, you're not going to be on my show anymore.
Imagine that fucking your career up.
Yeah.
That sucks, man. And by the way, it's not harass. It is harass, but it's harassment, not harassment. How do you say that?
Either way, I believe is acceptable.
But you don't say harass. Wait. It's harass is harass. It's not harass. Do not harass me.
He tweeted and also, put a little effort in, people. If you tweet something, don't just share that tweet to Facebook because they don't have the same hashtags. They don't use @, stuff like that.
Are you saying but exercise he's doing, a he's, little social media yeah, sensitivity?
Take a half a second. Throw it in a Hootsuite or some shit. But he tweeted out and then it just copies to his stupid Facebook page. If women are going to wear low-cut dresses that show cleavage, don't be harassed when we men look.
Oh, my God.
Or should we sue for sexual arousal?
Wasn't that a tweet from Lyndon Johnson back in the day?
Should we sue
for sexual arousal?
For sexual... You whores! How dare you? This is a guy who is going to watch the upcoming Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
And say, I think that looks like a pretty good future to me.
It was a comedy. It's disgusting. That guy's an idiot.
Should we sue for sexual... This is like Keith Ablo.
I was going to say, this is Keith Ablo shit, man.
Yeah, those were girls shouldn't be able to wear yoga pants on campus because my son is going to school there and trying to study.
Your son's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He's a fucking idiot.
How about teach your son to keep his dick in his pants, slimy, horrible, white, little, flaccid dick.
Dude, shut the fuck up and study geometry, whatever shit class you're taking.
Then he tweeted, Michael Reagan, hot chocolate used to be a compliment on your looks. Today it's called sexual harassment.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's the point. It used to be.
Hey, hot chocolate.
Oh, God.
It's this is what these guys don't understand. It's also the presentation. If you have a relationship where you've been joking around and you saw something like that and you're like, whatever, hot chocolate, okay, hot vanilla, there's a different vibe. Nobody's going to get offended either way. If you don't know each other,
right.
If you're and if you're in a position above,
oh my
below,
God,
you just can't do this shit at work.
Yeah.
The default is don't do it.
And what sucks is I was listening to I don't remember her name, the person Bill O'Reilly called hot chocolate.
Perquita something.
She's just talking about like, she said something like, you know, it's not that I don't
She said,
"I don't want to. I don't mind guys hitting on
right,
me
right
in the right environment."
She said,
in
"It
right
happens all. She's a hot chick. She's yeah. a, she goes. It happens all the time. I get hit on. It's how it's done. And yeah. and
it's a guy grunting.
Right.
He's somebody, grunting.
These assholes who hang their head out of their car window are like, yeah. woo, yeah."
Yeah, yeah.
I had a friend who did that in, like in high school and what shit. And I would always be like,
who are you?
Do you even want to talk to any of these girls that might approach the car? Who, plus, it's never going to happen. I'm like, do you think that any girl is going to be like, ooh, who's he?
No.
Woofing at me in the car.
yeah.
Hanging out of the car and barking like a dog at me. God, he's attractive.
But getting in the elevator with Bill O'Reilly and he's like, wait, he's snorting.
Oh, yeah.
He had a snort or he's like,
so gross.
God, what the? Blah. I mean, would Bill, would you want that? I don't know. Some woman corners you in the elevator, calls you, I don't know what they call you. Yeah, you might. I don't know. They're going to grunt at you.
Can we sue for sexual arousal?
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
If that's the case, when I was a teenager, I can sue every Hollywood actress and model.
I am litigious. Yeah, you're going to go sue What's-Her-Face from...
Or now, for that matter.
You're going to sue Miss Congeniality? Or?
I'm going to sue Sandra Bullock
right.
for making me spank myself too much to her.
I'm suing Gina Lollobrigida. Or
what the fuck? I mean...
Lollobrigida.
God, these Republicans are horrible.
Oh, yeah.
You old, sick, white men are yeah. so disgusting. Yeah. Of which I am one.
Yes.
But I'm not one.
You're not... Bill O'Reilly's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Imagine... Dude, you have a TV show with your name and the title of it. Don't you find that... Don't you feel like you have a charmed life, you dick? And you fuck that up because you're grunting and... calling your fucking coworkers hot chocolate.
And they just don't get it.
Wouldn't you just want to be a nice fucking guy?
She said there was never any other interaction with me. He never would be like, hey, Perkita, how you doing this morning? How's the family? What's right. going on? It would only be,
yeah.
Yeah, John. God.
Grunting.
Blah.
Well, maybe, to be fair, maybe Bill was just, he's on camera talking all the time. Maybe his voice was sore and he was actually... trying to form words and grunt came out.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Well, he's probably jizzing in his pants at the time. That's why he's grunting.
God.
So gross.
Yeah. But hey, you got a $25 million payout. Whatever. Damn. That is... what's Fox News? A bunch of shitheads.
Right. It's Faithless Friday, everybody, here at Crab Diving. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
if
baby.
If you're listening live, if you've downloaded us, we appreciate the fuck out of it.
Oh, yes.
If you download us on iTunes or Stitcher, hey, be kind enough to leave us a good review.
Right. Tell your friends about us, man.
Thumbs that shit up.
Word of mouth that shit. What did you say? What?
Huh?
Well, nothing. I thought you were...
I said thumbs us up. Thumbs that
up.
Shit up. I think I'm feeling my beer.
Oh, really? Thumbs us up, by the way. That's a verb, right? Thumbs it up.
Yeah.
Created recently social media.
It's an evolving language.
No, yes. It's progressive, unlike, you know, a lot of the creeps in this fucking country. Can you imagine in Arkansas, this governor's trying to put, he was 8 people to death in 4 days or some bullshit like that. What a dick.
Yeah, I don't get the whole.
I don't either.
I don't understand the whole death penalty thing, to be honest with you.
It's not even practical. If you can look at it totally in a cold way and just numbers, it's more expensive than housing someone until they're dead.
Right. The conservatives would say, well, then we need to get rid of all the ridiculous appeal processes. Once they're found guilty, drag them out, hang them right there 5 minutes later.
Yeah. But what about that one GOP governor that discovered a lot of these fucking executions needed to be overturned based on DNA and shit.
There's that empathy thing again, because I don't believe that 1,000 guilty people being put to death is worth it if 1,001, if there's one that was innocent,
right?
And oops, sorry.
And it's barbaric.
That invalidates the whole barbaric process.
God, I read one story years, I think it was an old story in Arkansas, and they were talking about how they actually had to take somebody out of their coffin because they weren't quite dead and then redo it and then put them back.
I'm not dead. I feel happy.
Hey, it's just like that.
I feel happy.
What is that? Holy Grail.
Holy Grail, yeah.
It's like that moment in Holy Grail, but take out all the humor.
Oh, be quiet. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
I want to take a walk.
I feel happy. I'm getting better. No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a minute.
Oh, God.
It's our Python moment here.
That's right. And that poor fucking guy's got Alzheimer's, dementia. What's his name, Terry?
He's got frontal lobe dementia too, which is creepier. I mean, not creepier. They're all horrible, but it's a different type, which is it really fucked. Like you lose your language center first. Like God, you can't communicate. This is a guy who.
He's brilliant.
Words are his life. I mean, his oeuvre, it's such a horrible disease.
Fucking disease. And instead of building the wall, why don't we get some nerds in the fucking lab? How the fuck
exactly. Although there is good news this week. I read something that there may be a pretty significant breakthrough in some drug for Alzheimer's and dementia this week.
Right.
Science! Fucking science!
You know how like startup companies, they talk about pivoting and putting their resources, being able to, in an efficient way, sort of change what they're working on because it's one thing, it's going to make money or it's going to be successful. They're able to do that, sort of.
Yeah.
Does that make any... Why can't our country do that? Why can't we say, okay, from here on out, if you're a scientist with a lab coat, I don't care what the fuck you're working on, let's cure Alzheimer's. Let's do it. Quit fucking around with the other shit. Next week, it's AIDS. Or whatever.
Jolton Joe Biden was working on cancer, right?
Yeah.
He was the cancer czar for a while.
I mean, stop with the fucking hard-on pills. Stop with, like, the bald heads, the balding, and all that shit. Yeah. Who the fuck gives a shit?
Or you could do both.
You can't do both.
You can do both.
No, I guarantee
you. Tomorrow, by the way, March for Science.
Oh, really?
Which...
Oh, shit.
How does... what is wrong... This shows with another reason what's wrong with our society. Yes. The fact that... The March for Science is being viewed as an anti-Trump march and an anti-Republican march.
I don't know.
So what does that tell everybody?
I think we're in a banana republic and all the bananas are shoved up our asses.
And greed. It's literally just greed. Pure and simple. Pure and simple greed.
It makes me insane. Again, if you voted for Trump, fuck off. God.
We have good news, I guess. Again.
Good news with caveats. Right?
Always an asterisk here.
Oh, yes.
In 21st century.
Like the Hall of Fame.
Redneck America.
Yeah.
The state of Alabama.
The state of confusion.
Which.
Land of confusion.
Is really like, I mean. The Middle Alabama Ages. Talk about banana republics. Alabama has been that forever and continues to be cartoonishly corrupt, racist, anti-gay, Christo-fascist loons.
That judge, that fucking governor, the attorney general, or am I right? Am I high? Is that correct?
The speaker of the state house.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The former attorney general. Whoa. However, the former attorney general, I believe, was vaulted into the senator's spot.
Yes.
That was left by the foul, disgusting Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, racist, fuck, xenophobe, the third.
Right.
Probably the eighth racist xenophobe in that family. And that was some more shenanigans that are coming out. That the attorney general who was in charge of investigating Governor Bentley, who's been removed.
Yes.
Or quit.
Oh, I
see. Right before they could remove him.
Quit.
He was in charge, right?
Let me feel
of the investigation to bring down Bentley, whom he hated. So this was going to be, woohoo, we're going to bring this fucker down. However, he went to Bentley and said, you know, this empty Senate spot.
Yes.
That needs to be filled.
Oh, shit.
I might enjoy that spot. And Bentley was like, oh, okay. People even told him, you know what that looks like? You're the guy who's investigating you. You're saying, here, I'm going to make you a senator.
But you know what I'd say to that? To those optics, it's in Alabama, baby. Well,
that's what Bentley
Suck
said.
My dick.
Bentley said that.
Nobody cares.
And put the guy into the Senate spot. So now that's what happened last week when then Bentley said, not only are we going to do that, but the Constitution of Alabama, it might be federal, says you got to have an election.
They have a constitution?
Quick.
Okay.
To replace, he's gonna be temporary. Okay. He's not appointed to fill out the term. He's appointed until we have an election, which is supposed to be held as quickly as possible.
Right.
Bentley said, as quickly as possible is the end of 2018. So not only was he putting this guy in the senator's chair, was giving it to him until the next election, essentially, which gives that guy a leg up as the incumbent, right?
Yeah. I mean, do you think that's for real? You think they can't do it until 2018? They're too busy?
Well, the new governor who's replaced Bentley, once Bentley was finally brought down,
right?
The new governor was like, okay, this is even some bullshit
here.
And she said, we're having an election in August.
I'm sorry, it's America. I don't know what to fucking tell you. Every once in a while, people vote.
And she's a Republican, by the way.
Yeah, God.
She's just a slightly less foul, obviously corrupt Republican.
She's a Republican that barely remembers people should be able to fucking vote. That's astounding. God.
I mean, she's a Republican, so I'm sure she's trying to keep black people from voting and all the other heinous Republican stuff. But at least on this corruption thing, she seems to be pretending to be ahead of it.
Yeah, if you're from the GOP and you're Alabama, you don't get the benefit of the fucking doubt. You just don't.
If you're a Democrat from Alabama, you barely get the benefit of the doubt.
Everybody is under surveillance. You got to watch everybody.
So she said, fuck it. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's stupid
that this asshole is going to be in the senator's seat for 2 years. So she declared now we're going to have an election in August.
You know why that's especially stupid? Think about Bentley. This is a guy. He said, I can't get an election to happen until 2018. But this is a guy who left his wallet at home, sent a helicopter to go get it. And bring it back to him.
At his girlfriend's home.
Oh.
I thought it was.
Oh, shit. Now that's a guy that can make things happen when he wants to. You're telling me he couldn't put together a fucking election? Please.
Kay Ivey is her name, the new the governor there.
I'm going to lay my hands upon your breasts.
I saw another article that his... I think now soon to be ex-wife.
Yes.
Bentley's.
Oh, they're getting divorced.
Was instrumental in helping bring him down.
Dude, imagine. How old is Bentley? 70-something?
It's like 60s, 70s, something like that.
Imagine you're in your 70s, dude, and you're getting a divorce. I mean, you
because you were cheating on.
Yeah, I know, but you're 70. Yeah. That's like when it... Rip Torn. Is Rip Torn still alive?
Sure.
Don't say sure, like...
We would know if Rip Torn died. Okay. I'm a big fan.
Kate, put a Google News alert on my computer for Rip Torn. You know, but it's like when Rip Torn goes into rehab in his 70s. It's that kind of thing. Like, really? You're going to rehab now?
Holy shit, Rip Torn's 86.
Dang. Shit.
Did he pull the knife on who pulled the knife on who?
This is to me. What defines Rip Torn is this story. He's an old man. He's armed. He's got a...
Oh, this is a different one.
He's got a fucking gun, and he's in his neighborhood walking home from the bar, drunk.
Not that long ago.
Not that long ago, man. And then he goes to his house, apparently doesn't have his keys, somehow breaks into his home, what he thinks is his home, and falls asleep in the lobby of a fucking bank.
Right, in some small town.
How does that happen? In Connecticut or something.
Yeah.
How does it happen?
Dennis Hopper pulled the knife on Rip Torn in Easy Riders.
Jesus Christ. These fucking guys were nuts.
They were drunk and drugged out of their minds.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah, fuck you.
Imagine you're Rip Torn's neighbor. Do you ever sleep easy? Do you wonder?
2010, at the age of 80, is when he broke into the bank.
Hey, listen, that tells you that age is a state of fucking mind. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Rip Torn is a fucking rock star.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't take it. Oh, yeah, you're saying he has an amazing constitution.
Was arrested yesterday for breaking into a bank while wasted and carrying a loaded gun.
It was loaded.
He entered the Litchfield Bank Corp building in Salisbury, Connecticut.
Jesus
fucking through a
Christ.
Window that he broke himself.
God, was he fucked up and cut? And
he stuff, said he man? Thought it was his own house.
What? I'm going to ask the question that he doesn't...
Go ahead.
What? Why? Why would you need to break into your own fucking house?
He was
Rip?
My key's not working.
I got mad at the window.
He was found lying on the floor of the bank, and he believed he was in his own house.
Come on, man. Who's? What does his house look like? I want to find pictures of his house. I want to see like
maybe
what about
got,
his house?
Maybe he's got booths and a safe.
Does he have like a bunch of windows?
Probably.
There's some bank tellers in there. He's got a safe.
Torn had been arrested twice in the past 4 years
Jesus
before
Christ.
That. So from 76 to 80 years of age, he was arrested twice for drunk driving and then for hitting a tractor trailer in 2006 and then again for DUI in 2008.
Right. So like, but the
Rip.
System in Connecticut allows him to have a concealed carry for a gun and he has those two things on his record.
Well, who said it was a legal carry?
I don't know.
He might, though. Maybe
but
not
that's
now,
fucked
after
up.
That.
If you've got two DUIs, I don't think anybody should have a gun. We don't live in fucking Deadwood. You think somebody with two fucking DUIs needs a gun? Doesn't that speak to your goddamn judgment or something?
You hate the Second Amendment and the rights given to us by Jesus.
I hate the Second Amendment, and I hate a lot of what Jesus stands for. So, whatever.
Jesus. The people who like Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretend to like Jesus.
Okay.
For.
And Jesus is, you know, whether or not he was real is questionable. And we know he was black. There's that.
Well, not white. He wasn't, like, Ethiopian.
Right.
Good news out of, sort of, out of Alabama.
With a caveat, yet again.
The religious legal group Liberty Council, these are the same wonderful humans that defended Kim Davis when she was trying to make sure no gay people could get married in her courthouse.
I got to tell you, go to Crab Diving and search the words. What would you search? Kim Davis and the Hollywood Hick together?
Because
going back, Brent is the Hollywood Hick. He hosts the show, the Hollywood Hick, on the sevens and at midnight every day. And he hated Kim Davis so fucking much.
So did I.
And yes, but his rants about Kim Davis are fucked up. They're so fucking funny. he kept talking. Do you remember the moment when Huckabee and Kim Davis and some other loon were grandstanding?
Well, but that was one of my favorite moments in the whole election. You're talking about Ted Cruz, when Ted Cruz got shat on?
Oh, I forgot about that. I was just talking about the moment when Kim Davis and Huckabee are joined hands and they got their hands together in the air and they're like, you know, doing that victory thing.
We hate gay people. Woohoo!
Fucked up.
No, but that was the moment that we have tape. I mean, there's somebody had zoomed in on like a viper, like horrible sharks. When this Kim Davis thing happened, Huckabee got there first. It's that simple. Huckabee got there first, set up a flatbed with a sound system.
He was ready to fucking go.
Balloons and everything. His people had set up this whole thing. And during the primaries, when they were all still running for president, even though Huckabee was still at the kids' table, I believe, But Ted Cruz slithers into town, and then at the money moment, when Kim Davis made it out to the stage, to the flatbed, Huckabee was there to hold her hand up in the air, and Ted Cruz was looking to make his way up to the stage, and one of the aides of Mike Huckabee was like, sorry,
yes,
you can't go up there. Our event, and you can see.
Wait a second.
They have a tape of Ted Cruz being told by this little slimy Huckabee staffer.
Right.
What horrible! Think of a Huckabee staffer. Horrible Huckabee staffer saying, although at that moment my hero saying, "You're not allowed up there," and the look on Ted Cruz's face, amazing.
Oh God. GOP right-wing nut job butthurt is so fucking satisfying to me, isn't it? It just makes you, the air is sweeter.
Best cock block.
Oh, my God. By Cox.
The primaries, yeah.
I forgot my point. This fucking Kim Davis is a shithead. Who cares? I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about.
When Huckabee had that moment.
Yeah.
I was talking about Liberty Council was the...
Oh, I was busy ruining your point.
Defended. Anyway, this is so this Liberty Council group...
Oh, they defended Huckabee and Kim Davis. Dicks.
They've now been... And anywhere that they can find somebody who doesn't like gay people, they represent the...
God.
The... I don't want to make a cupcake for the gay wedding people. They represent the, I don't want to give flowers to a gay wedding people.
Right. By the way, that'd be a great television show. You know what I mean? Like a think tank. And all they do is they sit around and they look for people, shitheads to defend.
I think they're pretty easy to find.
Yeah. These
Christo
right.
fucks. So this Liberty Council has also been struggling and representing, I think he's suspended.
Okay.
So technically, he still holds the title of Chief Justice Roy Moore.
God.
In Alabama, the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court.
What a fucking loser.
Removed, suspended by the court for shenanigans because he told the state's judges to defy the U.S. Supreme Court decision on marriage equality.
Doesn't he put his fucking hand on a fucking Bible and swear to uphold the
Constitution of the United States?
Doesn't a judge have to do some kind of... Is it so... Does Roy Moore believe in Jesus or any of that shit?
He's a Ten Commandments guy.
Well, then isn't that hoogity-boogity, like, important to him? Like,
but he's also a conservative and a hypocrite
who
believes that everything should be states' rights for the things we like.
Isn't he afraid?
And then, but homosexuality should be criminalized federally, I'm sure.
I guess he feels like since he's fighting so hard for the Christo loons that he gets credit. You know, he gets, license to fucking,
Did send him back.
they did.
After the early 2000s, he was removed for the first time. He was actually removed as the Alabama Chief Justice of the Supreme Court because... He refused to take that 5,000-pound monstrosity, Ten Commandments, ridiculous monument that he had commissioned and put in the courthouse, and they said, you can't do that, and he said, fuck you, Jesus!
Hey, man, I just had a fucking epiphany. Goddamn, this is a good idea. If there's any constitutional lawyers that listen to this fucking show, Obama, if you're listening, pass this on to your fucking friends! This Ten Commandments thing, we're going about this in the wrong way. You got to let go of the religious separation of church and state bullshit. Do what they do, these anti-choice fuckfaces do. Say something like, it's unsafe to have something that big and concrete in the hallway. What if there's a tornado and it's blown over and kills someone? Or what if we go and get some legislation that says, you know, buildings that have big fucking slabs of rock in the hallway have to be zoned in a certain way.
Well, but you'd have to get the Alabama legislature to pass that.
Shit. God damn it. Well, fuck. That idea sucks. That's a good point. Shut up! God.
Well, anyway, so just a couple days ago, Liberty Council is representing Roy Moore in his latest battle, his suspension by the court, most recently for telling them they don't have to follow the Supreme Court's marriage equality ruling.
It's a banana republic, man.
Yesterday, they lost another round. Roy Moore and the Liberty Council, as a special court comprised of 7 retired judges.
They lost.
Were acting as the state's... Listen to how fucked up this is. Seven judges who are retired were appointed as a special Supreme Court because the current sitting justices recuse themselves from Roy Moore's appeal. They're like, we're too close. We know him too well. We've worked with him for too long. We're recusing ourselves.
Why would the GOP, why would those people do that? Why would they recuse themselves? I mean, did they hate Judge Roy Moore?
I don't know.
I mean, because...
I would think probably. Or yes. It's they're elected positions.
Right.
They probably don't want to piss off the loons and vote rightfully.
Yes.
To suspend him. Well, it's a lifetime suspension, so he can't go back. It's essentially a lifetime suspension because also one of the rules in Alabama is that you can't, I don't think you can be on the Supreme Court. You can't be elected to the Supreme Court after 70 years of age.
Oh, okay.
Which may be ageist, but that's the law.
Right.
And he's going to be 70. So you can become 70 while you're on the Supreme Court. But then you would not be able to be reelected after that. So essentially suspending him for the next whatever, the rest of his term is basically a lifetime suspension then.
That is ageist.
So seven retired judges acting as the state Supreme Court because these just the regular ones recused themselves. Unanimously, seven.
Okay.
Unanimously upheld Roy Moore's lifetime suspension from the bench.
Bam. Dude, Roy Moore, you have been forsaken, baby. He's forsaken. Let me ask you something. Do you think God has forsaken Judge Roy Moore?
No more than Voldemort.
Oh, yeah.
Forsook. I don't know. Who's Snape?
Yeah.
Who's a bad guy? Malfoy.
Alan Rickman. You know, I mean, that shows you how, like, I mean, God, how pussy this, you know, this Christianity is. Like, that's how God is going to forsake somebody. Just, you know, not having a Supreme Court give them the sit to decide against them.
Busy. It's stuffing an eye tumor in a 4-year-old somewhere.
But God, it's more badass than Harry Potter. Somebody gets literally smited like thunderbolts and bullshit. God.
Matt Staver, who is the head of the Liberty Council, horrible Christo-fascist.
Fuck you.
Said, this opinion and the entire case against Chief Justice Moore is a tragedy.
I love this white butthurt.
And says it's politically motivated punishment.
Oh, yeah. Shit. You're a shithead.
He called the suspension evidence of the breakdown of the rule of law in America.
Oh, shit.
It's not. The Supreme Court ruled. That's the definition. They ruled on the law. They just don't like the ruling.
Yeah. They don't like it. They don't like it. God, that is so fucking frustrating because, like, even if you do the right thing, even if you fight them in a fair way, the GOP, which they don't fight fair, but then you still win, you don't win. You know what I mean?
Right.
In the eyes of their constituents, you still don't win.
Meanwhile, he's probably going to run for governor. And right now is leading in polls.
Shut up. Okay. We got to go to a new system then. Doesn't that tell you that we're fucked up and that we can't have people
twice removed for misconduct from the state Supreme Court and the dumb assholes of dumb fuckistan.
Yes.
In Alabama are going to say, put him in the governor's chair then.
Right. Okay. Do you think Elizabeth Warren is altruistic? Do you think she is motivated by serving the people and being a good legislator?
I kind of think so because she started out in academia. She was she had a cushy professorship job where she wrote wonky economics policy books.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until the whole Consumer Protection Bureau thing that she was kind of elevated to public office or public service, let's say. And she would have been heading that up, but the Republicans didn't even want that created. Consumer Protection Bureau. They don't want that. They don't want consumers protected.
Yeah. God damn it.
From evil giant corporations.
See that? It would be so great. I'm just saying, wouldn't this be a great movie? Like the whoever the sitting president in the country is, removed from power via a coup, and some really fucking kick-ass senator with the initials EW takes over. And rules benevolently for fucking years until she's dead. Everything's fine.
We don't like that.
What? What would she do?
No benevolent dictators. I don't give a shit. No dictators.
What would she do? What would she do that would be so fucking horrible?
We don't know what a few years, how total power might corrupt somebody in a few years. That's why
what are we
get
doing?
The fuck rid of them.
But what are we doing with this government?
What do you mean?
There's lots of corruption.
Right, but we can still get rid of them in 2020, hopefully.
Do you think?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm beginning. Sometimes I think we're not just like, I mean, it's like we're people voted for Hitler. He got elected for a reason.
Yeah.
The Electoral College elected him.
Yeah.
And fucking Putin.
Sure.
But we don't think there's a flaw with everybody getting a vote.
Well, the Electoral College needs to go.
I'm
on that board. We're not plantation owners anymore.
We don't
have to suck the little white dicks of plantation owners anymore.
Yeah.
And give them that Electoral College thing where it's just ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. You've got the Senate.
Yeah.
You get equal representation in the Senate. The House is supposed to be for the people.
God, I just remember all the fucking pictures and stories and clips and fucking things of these Trumpalos, these rallies. Those guys get to vote, dude. I mean, they're fucking crazy. Like, yelling, like they go to the press corral and they yell at them. Yeah. We saw some
horrible
they were spitting
humans.
At people, but they get to go to the voting booth and punch a card.
Sure.
They're out of their fucking minds. God.
Recently, Matt Staver and the Liberty Council and Liberty University were added to a lawsuit alleging that they played a role in helping a former client kidnap her daughter and flee the country.
Oh my God.
To evade custody rulings involving the daughter's former same sex partner.
Oh shit.
They kidnapped their daughter and took her out of the country.
Oh my God.
In the name of the Lord.
God, that's bananas. Jesus fucking Christ. We got to do something about this religion too, man. Faithless Friday.
They're saying he might also run for Senate, by the way, now that there's that special election.
Come on.
He scheduled a press conference to make an announcement on Wednesday.
Yes.
Some local media thought he might be announcing run for the Senate. But he actually, according to WKRG in Montgomery, Alabama, Moore instead chose to blast the Alabama Supreme Court system and the judges responsible for his suspension for defying the federal courts on gay marriage in the state. He said he would talk about his future plans at a later time.
How dare you for that fucking
so
voice.
He had
that's totally accurate.
He scheduled an angry press conference just to bitch that he's been treated unfairly and airing of the grievances.
Oh, my God. There's a war on me, motherfucker.
Ella fucking Bama.
Jesus. I mean,
that's why we need the Civil Rights Act. That's why we need the Voting Rights Act. Because Alabama needs adult supervision.
Why
it's just that simple.
Absolutely.
Look at what's going on. The head of the Supreme Court removed. The governor removed. Well, quit before he could be removed.
All right.
The head of the speaker of the former speaker of the House.
Yes.
Jail. Indicted. He's going to be indicted on criminal shit.
Oh shit.
Gone.
Right. Okay. Now name five good things about the state.
Football. College football.
Okay.
They got a great team there.
Well, I mean, that's... Do you remember that tree scandal in Alabama? That tree, that beautiful tree got sawed.
The historic tree they cut down.
You made it a Christmas tree.
For
just because Donald Trump was going to watch a fucking game. Oh, my God. That state. How the fuck did Michigan... Let me understand this. Michigan gets an emergency manager, and then all of a sudden, the water in Flint, you can't fucking drink it. But Alabama doesn't get an emergency manager, and most of their fucking governments in the clink. I mean, why? What is the criteria for that? How fucked up does your state have to be?
Right?
You know what I would do just to stick it to the GOP? When your state's as fucked up as Alabama, guess what? We're going to give you a mentor state, a little partner state, who's going to help you govern and tell you what to do. Guess what, California? Well,
we had 49 other states. That's what the whole Voting Rights Act was and Civil Rights Act.
Yeah.
That we're all looking at you. Well, let's not say 49. It's probably, give it a good 30.
Yes.
maybe 30, 35 of the adult states, keeping an eye on certain other ones.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about Saturday, the 22nd.
Yes.
The March for Science.
Oh, shit.
People across the country will be marching to celebrate science.
I march for gravity!
And, which makes me want to weep, demanding that politicians make decisions based on science! Available evidence!
She's a witch! We're fucking idiots! God. Oh, I cut myself. Somebody put a fucking leech on my arm.
Yeah, let's have a prayer circle. I've got a hemorrhoid.
Right. Instead of a condom, I talk to Jesus!
There's a long list of partners for the march, groups that support the event, but aren't funding it. The Secular Student Alliance, American Atheists, Secular Coalition for America, American Humanist Association, all of them promote science education.
Fuck you.
As a secondary goal.
Right.
To...
Why the fuck do we have to promote this? It's frustrating that you know what I mean? It's kind of frustrating that fucking exists.
That we have to have a science march.
We should. I don't know why.
I agree.
It's hard to explain why would we.
It's
we
mortifying
science.
That we have to have a march to say, hey, let's follow facts.
Does anybody,
and math and science.
What, like when you watch Star Trek, for instance.
Sure.
And you see Dr. McCoy. Somebody gets
old
all.
Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Originalist.
Bones.
Yeah.
Somebody gets all fucked up, right? They're all fucked up.
Yeah.
Bones goes in there, gets his, I don't know, his fucking tricorder out and waves it over his gut, and then he's fixed. He's fine.
Yeah.
Don't you want that?
I'm a doctor.
Don't we want that?
I'm a doctor, not an architect, Jim.
God damn it, man. I want the shit they have on fucking Star Trek. And I want it yesterday.
And who knows what we would have now if it wasn't for the interference of religion keeping science down historically.
This is bullshit.
And some moron... recently, I saw in one of the atheist comment sections or whatever, some Christo Loon was saying, oh, no, the church. What about all those churches, all the Jesuits and everything that founded, a lot of Christo Loons.
Yeah.
Isaac. What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just got fucking work email.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry. I go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
Buy something.
There were a lot of, they're like, well, the Christians ended up with a lot of, compared to what they subjugated. And,
yes.
And who was it that got thrown in jail? Galileo? Because he said the earth goes around the sun, not the other way around. And that was heresy.
Yes.
Imagine if that wasn't heresy.
Heresy.
If none of that had happened, imagine how stifled and slowed down we've been over a couple of millennia because of stupid fucking religious beliefs.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And they're doing it now. They're tying religion into the climate change bullshit. They've got the Christo Loons believing that it's a lie, that God will take care of it. Didn't that Inhofe from Oklahoma, that vile, evil senator, said, it's hubris to think that humans can affect what God hath made.
I mean, how in the fuck do we get anywhere with people saying that bullshit out loud and proliferating that garbage?
It's frustrating as hell.
When people fucking believe that, you know, you hear that on the news and then Why does it even matter what you teach in schools if you turn on the TV on CNN and your fucking representative is up there talking about Earth as if it's 6,000 fucking years old? Right? I mean, how the fuck?
Well, surprisingly, well, there might be a little butthurtitude going on.
Oh, yes.
Regarding this March for Science tomorrow. Because of all these groups that were accepted as, quote, partners in the whole march, that may not be 100% scientific group. You know, most of these are sponsored by actual scientists.
Yes.
That's the thing. These are, the main organization of tomorrow is scientists going out to march to say, maybe we should listen to science.
It's the people that know.
Right. And all the support and obviously all the people support.
The
so they've got these partner programs. Well, one of them, there's a particular group called the Discovery Institute that has been rejected as a partner for the March for Science. And apparently there is some butthurtitude a-happening because the Discovery Institute is a group that promotes intelligent design.
Oh, that's fucking great.
So they're like, why can't we play in your science march? We're scientists too.
Let them. They're not. I don't know. How do you handle that?
John West, vice president of the Discovery Institute, which represents scientists who believe in intelligent design, said, quote, I thought based on the way they publicly described the mission that there was a way to be a partner group.
Ugh.
They're butthurt that the March for Science is not allowing an intelligent design group to play partner.
Well, they can have their own fucking march, but they can't call it science, right? They can call it science.
So over at Christianity Today, the March for Science is willing to get political, but will it welcome religion?
It's science! It's to normal sane people, those are two different fucking things.
Right?
It's two different things. And by the way, if you have AIDS, one will cure your AIDS and one will not cure your AIDS. Actually, neither will cure your AIDS. God, that was the worst example I could have ever given.
We'll clear your infected cut.
There you go.
You could slather some bacitracin or whatever on it.
But what if I pray as well?
Well, there you go. Let's do a A-B testing. And see who gets septic poisoning.
Well, hey, volunteer. Let's do it then. If you want to say religion is science, then get real. Get fucking real. Volunteer to catch some horrible fucking disease that you could cure with penicillin, but no penicillin for you.
Right, and we'll pray the fuck over you.
Right. Volunteer.
We'll even get people that believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Over Christianity Today, they say the event was initially inspired by fear over anticipated gag orders on government scientists. Following President Trump's inauguration, the march ballooned from Washington, D.C. to more than 500 locations worldwide.
Oh, yes.
Over the past 3 months, organizers pushed for the scientific community to find common ground to celebrate the role of scientific discovery in society and policy.
Jeez.
However,
yes,
Mike Biedler, president of the Washington, D.C. chapter of the American Scientific Affiliation, which is a network of Christian scientists.
These fuckers, they shouldn't be allowed to have those names. Right? I mean, fuck.
Said, I would hope the presence of Christians in the march can show that theists and non-theists can look through the microscope together and come to the exact same conclusions.
Yes.
I agree. And in fact, I welcome theists into science. If you accept the scientific evidence that is presented to you as real, not filtering it through your ridiculous fiction myth book first.
Can you just separate it?
Like fucking Ken Ham, when he talks about these scientists who say, well, they, when they had that debate
yes.
with Bill Nye, the science guy, and he said this, they were talking about the scientific method, and Bill Nye is like, well, we observe and we test, and if it doesn't fit our hypothesis, we throw out the hypothesis, we go back and we observe and test some more and use the things that we observe, the evidence right. to help with conclusions, etc.
This is learned in the sixth fucking grade.
And Ken Ham was like, well, we do the same thing, except we start with the Bible. So they put a Bible-shaped hole that you have to cram every bit of evidence, round, square, diamond-shaped, amorphous, through a Bible-shaped hole first.
And you're not allowed to question it.
And if any of that contradicts with their ridiculous book, well, then obviously you're not testing right.
Oh, God. Just say you're not science. That's right. Fine if you believe that fucking garbage. It's garbage. Now, this is science.
Some of these intelligent design guys are trying to sneakily put it in
yes.
to science Ooh. By saying, well, like the Catholics, I guess one would say, aren't they are intelligent
right.
design. So Catholics believe in evolution.
Okay.
I went to Catholic school for 12 fucking years. I learned all about evolution. I learned about the Big Bang. I learned about all that stuff.
Right.
As true. And I also learned that Adam and Eve is a story.
Yes, but...
And the flood is a story. It's a.
But
it's an analogy, a parable.
You know, what I learned from living in Chicago, yeah. I never knew a lot of Catholics before I moved up there, and you guys have this...
Former guys.
You Yeah.
Former guys.
Your old team that you used to play for.
Yes.
You guys have this amazing ability to compartmentalize shit. I don't know how the fuck you do it. I think it's the booze. You know what I mean? Like,
how dare you?
No. How yeah. else would you do it?
What do you mean?
Well, you can believe in the Big Bang Theory, but you also...
Right, because we see the evidence.
Yeah, but...
They...
Yeah, but you don't have a bug up your ass about the Garden of Eden or whatever.
Correct.
I mean, you know, Protestants don't necessarily do that as well as you guys. But they also don't drink as much.
Maybe, allegedly.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You guys make it work, you know? You might, you know, fuck around with some kids every
well,
now and then.
And there's still bullshit like
totally
condoms.
Drunk. Yes. Oh, yeah, there's
no,
that.
No, birth control is fucking right. ridiculous.
See, that's what I don't understand then. Why can't the Pope just say, oh, look, at Catholic school, you can learn that, you know, you can, I don't know, you should use a condom.
I think they will. Eventually.
What the fuck are they waiting on?
Look, it was 63, yeah. not that long ago. That they finally decided
yes.
to not speak Latin in the
right.
mass and
yeah,
turn
yeah.
around and look at the people in church. They used to face the altar during church.
Right.
And the only time the priest would fucking turn around is when he was delivering his homily.
Yeah. Now, when did they make diddling kids a sin? Was that?
I'm not sure they have.
They're still working on that.
This guy says the Mike Beadler, the
Beadler.
President of the D.C. American Scientific Affiliation
God,
Network of Christians, says the
misleading.
Only difference is that a theist moves beyond the awe of discovery to an attitude of worship of the creator. I have no problem with that. If you ultimately say we call it the God of the gaps, the
yes.
Atheists, and the gaps are becoming increasingly narrow.
Okay.
It's when theists try to say, okay, we know that evolution exists,
okay.
and it's a scientific fact, and we know that there's the Big Bang, we
okay.
kind of, or at least, yeah, we know that there was a Big Bang, pretty sure.
Okay.
Were
you
what
there?
Was before that? Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
How did life specifically start on Earth?
Yeah.
Was it abiogenesis? Was it exogenesis?
Biogenesis.
A rock with some bacteria
on it. Is that like Star Trek 3?
No, that would have been exogenesis because you had a torpedo come down and
oh, yeah.
put it on there, right?
Right.
Spoiler alert. but abiogenesis is where
right.
it just burbles up from
yeah,
the
yeah.
from the primordial soup, just
Ooh,
the right
gross.
RNA forms. And all of a sudden, things just start happening.
RNA is similar to DNA because it's
the precursor to DNA.
Oh, okay.
And
the precursor to load. The load before the load.
Simplistic. explanation of it.
Okay.
But the if you say, well, we don't know.
Right.
Well, therefore God.
Ah.
That's God of the gaps is the section that we're not sure about.
Right.
Well, obviously it's God.
It's mysterious. It is.
But mysterious as we learn ways. More and more and more and get closer to figuring out what was maybe around before then or what was then, the God of the gaps shrinks and shrinks.
And like not for nothing, but those gaps. Yes. They're bizarre to try to explain your way around, but also the stuff that's not in those gaps. That's pretty fucking weird too.
So I'm okay with, I don't mind someone, a scientist that throws God into the gaps. I don't care about that.
Right.
You can't prove it.
Do you want him cutting on your brain?
Sure, if he's a good brain surgeon.
Ben Carson.
I would let Ben Carson cut on my brain.
Really?
Maybe not now.
I mean,
he might be out of practice. I don't know when the last time.
He's cutting on your brain.
Sure.
Throw some grain in the pyramids.
If the world-renowned brain surgeon said, look, I'm going to do this and do this and do that, and I'm also going to pray for you, I would be okay with it. I'll say, fine.
Ben Carson's like, I'm going to pray for you if you have this type of insurance. But if you have your insurance, I'm not praying for your fucking brain. So maybe you're fucked.
I don't know how this works. More than 2 million of the 12 million scientists in the United States identify as evangelical.
You know how, because like down in the South, these rich fuckers, you network at church like nobody's fucking business. I got an uncle, I got this one uncle, he's into Trump. I know he's listened from time to time.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
He said,
shout out.
He said, the show is interesting. Oh. Or you guys are out there. Some shit
you guys are
like
out
that.
There. Really? I didn't know he listened.
He listened to one.
Did you warn him? Did somebody warn him?
No. In the world I live in, my utopia is that people like that don't know what social media is and don't understand Facebook and can't click on it.
Sadly,
anything.
However, yeah.
No. He posts a lot of articles from Breitbart on Facebook, which... Whatever, man. Hey, whatever.
I reconnected with an old friend from years and years ago on Facebook recently, and she was like, oh, I'll have to listen to your podcast. She's real religious. And I was like, you know, you don't have to. I'm like, it's kind of rough.
But you know, this guy, he sells insurance for a living.
Oh, really?
Guess he goes to a big fucking church. Why? Because, you know, that's where you fucking network. And
I'm thinking the wrong uncle. I thought he was a scientist.
I don't want him to listen to this episode and then, like, I don't have a conversation.
Well, he knows who.
I know, but do you think he listens to every fucking episode?
No, he's not listening right now. I doubt it.
Oh, God.
Shout out. Hey, man. Come on the show.
No.
Fuck
off. Do we have to have meetings?
Just kidding. They're saying that there's a perception from a lot of Christians that scientists are all atheists.
Yeah.
I hope so. Like regular Christians.
I hope so.
But that's a bad.
Why? Why do you? I want.
Again, I have no problem if you.
Oh, God.
If you say we don't know what created the universe. Okay, God did it. Well, okay, boo-boo, rock on. You're not altering any facts. You're not misreading or ignoring or obfuscating or lying about twisting any facts or observable, provable evidence.
Yes.
You're just filling the God in the gaps. But if you're Ken Ham and you say, no, paleontology is bullshit. Archaeology is bullshit because Satan just threw those bones under there to fool us.
Jesus Christ. Talk about. I want to know the science behind that. Don't you? Like, how would that happen?
Well, it's Satan fucking with us.
Oh, yeah. Hoogity boogity.
And that, you know, carbon dating is inaccurate.
Carbon.
And all the other radiographic dating that we do, radiometric radiographic dating that we do is all the other forms of dating are crazy.
Oh,
and
yes.
By the way, carbon dating only works on certain.
Oh, yeah.
Carbon dating, I think, works only like to the past. I'm going to less than 100,000 years.
Okay.
The number is going to be wrong, but it's that small of a time period. In the grand epoch of things. And
apocalypse.
There are other ways, though.
Right.
So like a carbon, I think pure carbon dating would not work on a Tyrannosaurus from the Jurassic, Paleozoic period, whatever the hell period that was from, because there's a different way of measuring the time, how old something is. So when the lunatics say, carbon dating says that Tyrannosaurus is 4,000 years old, how does that work?
That would have been in Jurassic Park 3.
Well, that's because carbon dating doesn't work. Yeah. It works if carbon dating, if we found a caveman with a mastodon, carbon dating would be able to tell us roughly when-ish that was.
They just found the bones of a fucking mastodon down at the train stop under Wilshire Boulevard. Koreatown, man. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
So
some
cool.
Old prehistoric camel.
Well, we got all those tar pits and shit here, too.
Oh, yes.
Right? You been to the tar pits?
I fuck.
They're not that spectacular, but they're kind of cool.
We went there with somebody who was in town.
Oh, I do remember. Yeah. No. Oh, well. A long time ago.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Really unremarkable, right? I mean,
it sucks.
They're just pits of.
Go to the Getty. That's the
pits
Getty.
Of tar with really creepy statues of a drowning Triceratops. Like,
that was like.
Here's what it looked like when it got caught in the tar 20 million years ago.
What a fucking horror scene that must have been. Shit. Who wants to go back to that time period?
Right.
Not me.
So people like Ken Ham and them are quite butthurt.
Right.
Over the fact that I guess they're not being allowed to.
Were raptors really a thing, or is that invented for Jurassic Park? Was that
bullshit? No, they were velociraptors,
Oh, shit.
I think all the things that were
God.
All the little beasties that were in Jurassic Park have basis in reality.
I don't know why anyone would ever want to get in a time machine and ever go back into fucking time. Fuck that. Imagine.
Yeah, I'm not.
What are you going to have a picnic
Republicans
and watch
here.
A fucking Triceratops drown in a.
Like Republicans in the United States. Conservatives in the United States want to go backwards in time.
They're stupid.
I don't understand that at all.
Right.
So that's what's going on there.
In other news, by the way,
the science, go march for science tomorrow.
The work fuck up that I thought was my fuck up is actually someone else's fuck up.
The best kind of fuck up.
God, I love that. Oh shit.
We have an addendum and errata correction.
Errata.
Emeritus. Spewed forth an opinion.
Ooh, yes.
Apparently, I was full of the shit.
Kate, don't
and I'm
lick
now
that up.
Correcting myself. I'm like a conservative,
right? What did you say?
Well, we there was that story a week or two ago about this church in Alabama that the Alabama legislature was going to allow them to start their own police force.
No, God damn it.
And I kind of poo-pooed it. I was like, whatever, because, there are other... I thought it was just going to be like some... I really thought it was going to be some private, just security at church events
or something
like that.
Somebody walking around with a flashlight.
I'm not sure that's the case now.
Yes. It looked
pretty
fucked up.
There's a story this week at The Root.
Oh, shit.
.com. It says by a guy named Michael Harriet, it says the racist homophobic history of an Alabama church gunning for its own police force.
Oh, God. Oh, great. It's like so they get their own little army where they can terrorize people. That's what this is.
I guess it hasn't quite passed yet, but it says we're back in Alabama.
Oh, God.
Alabama legislature is now considering a Senate bill. If passed, it would give Briarwood.
Ooh.
Presbyterian Church,
oh, God.
The right to establish its own police force with all the power and authority of any other municipal law enforcement agency.
In what fucking world does that sound like a sane fucking thing? Who thinks this is normal? That is fucked up.
Briarwood is one of these mega fucking churches. They say they need the police force to provide a safe environment for our parishioners,
fuck
the private
you.
School, and the Bible college.
Hey.
The what's really, this guy says that what's the real story about this going on is how a powerful man might single-handedly strong-arm the state of Alabama into giving a fundamentalist church with a history of racism and homophobia the authority to create its own little private fucking army.
Right.
I added the fucking.
That is so fucked up. Why? That to me, like, whoever thought of that idea, wouldn't you be kind of embarrassed to suggest it? Be like, man, this sounds crazy, but you know, should we have an army?
So where this Briarwood Presbyterian Church is, it's a member of the Presbyterian Church of America. And if you look at the PCA, it's called.
Yes.
You will find that it's one of these offshoots that split from the Presbyterian Church because the National Presbyterian Church decided that they should let black people into the congregation. So, you know, a few decades ago,
yes,
the Presbyterian Church of America said, fuck you, no Negroes in our church, we're starting our own.
Oh, my God.
So that's where it came from.
Yes.
Now they've evolved a little, okay, and they actually grudgingly allow black folk into their, and they've, quote, apologized for their racist history. But as an organization.
Okay, well, good for apologizing. Yeah.
But there are also individual churches, apparently like Briarwood, that may not be really thrilled about the whole apology
thing. Why does a church need a police force?
Briarwood has 2,800 to 3,600 worshipers per week.
Oh, my God.
Making it one of the three biggest churches in Alabamistan.
This is what I would say to you. You think you need a fucking armed force at your goddamn church, then you pay the city and we'll send some cops over. You pay them overtime. But then you got the Alabama cops, so I don't know what that is.
Briarwood begins believes in the inerrancy of God's scripture.
What the fucking fuck?
It's literal literal interpretation, apparently, really? of the scripture. The PCA, it says, did ask for forgiveness and apologize for his racist past. However, of the churches, 863 churches in the PCA.
Yes.
123 still voted against apologizing for their racist past.
Oh, my God.
That just lets you know. And that's last year. This is last year.
You know why that's insane? That's like one of the tenets of their fucking faith. This whole asking forgiveness and, you know, I'm sounding ridiculous. I sound ridiculous.
So there's one state senator, J.T. Wagoner.
Wagoner.
Who's 80. Has served in the Alabama legislature since 1963. He was a Democrat until 83, then switched parties.
Oh, that's
but there's
weird.
No switching of the ideologies. The Democrats are the KKK racist. That's what you hear from the loonies all the time.
Oh, yes. Bernie Sanders is a big fucking racist.
You know what's going to happen, ladies
I'm
and gentlemen?
Joking.
We got to fucking go.
Oh, fuck.
We're running late here, but we will continue. The story of Briarwood and what's going on and me correcting my stupid opinion on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave us a good review. It would help a lot.
Your opinions are not stupid.
If you're going to buy anything, help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media by going through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy, or go to his website for his schedule. RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
I am of the impression that most people who need to tell me how big their cock is when I'm not trying to suck it usually don't have much of a cock at all.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.